I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for joining me. A popular high school cross-country meet in the Flathead has been canceled due to wildfire smoke. Nikki Ouellette reports it's not the only high school sport facing adverse impacts from poor air quality.
The Flathead Invitational is a big event. More than 700 students from 29 high schools and 20 middle schools were registered to race the grassy course at Rebecca Farm in Kalispell. But Bryce Wilson, Flathead High School's activities director, says there will be no race this Friday.
I want our students to be safe, and I know that even when it's good conditions, you have kids that come across the cross-country finish that are just have exerted every last bit, and I just would hate for somebody to have impact because of the air quality.
Air quality in the Flathead Valley crept to very unhealthy levels Wednesday and Thursday as smoke from fires in and all around the valley blanketed the area. Wilson says Flathead High's cross-country, football, and soccer teams have been training inside most of the week, sharing space with the volleyball team. He says some games have already been canceled.
So we've canceled a freshman football game today. We canceled a freshman football game on Monday. We also had boys and girls soccer going down to Missoula today to play, and both those games have been canceled.
Wilson says the school may end up scheduling games at neutral sites in eastern Montana to escape the smoke in the western part of the state. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
As fires continue to rage, some in Montana are calling for fundamental changes in government forest management policies. That sentiment is being echoed by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Zinke was a guest on the Northern Broadcasting Network's radio program, Voices of Montana, Tuesday. Just as he came on, host John Arneson took a call from a longtime listener.
Let's go to Diane in Marion, Montana, on line two. Diane?
Diane complains about a scratchy throat from nearby wildfires before she begins describing her present grievances with government policies. She blames environmentalists, who she describes as being
so adamant about keeping our air and water clean to the point where they have shut down the use of coal, wood stoves in the winter, and many other insane regulations.
Zinke agrees, saying that environmentalists are doing harm and calling for, quote, active forest management and asking for, quote, a little help from my congressional friends to do it.
You go into Glacier, there's trees everywhere, and I'm not proposing that we, log Glacier, but other parks do use prescribed burns. They have mechanical extraction of timber just to remove the fuel load.
Zinke also called for changes to EPA regulations to make things easier for America's coal industry. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission has allowed a company to resume transporting toxic sludge from Wyoming to Utah after spills last year halted the operation. The Casper Star Tribune reported on Wednesday that the Canada-based Cameco Resources was ordered to end the shipments in September 2016 after mildly radioactive waste leaked on two occasions. The spills were from trucks driven from a uranium plant in Wyoming to a disposal facility in Utah. The agency that regulates the U.S. nuclear industry previously identified possible violations, but did not fine Cameco, in part because of the company's efforts to prevent more leaks. Cameco President Brent Berg says the company has identified the root causes of the issues and addressed them. A Montana judge reversed the State Commissioner of Political Practices decision that found the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department violated ethics laws. The Independent Record reports that District Judge Michael McMahone issued the reversal last week in a complaint filed by Trap Free Montana. The complaint argued the department violated laws when it allowed the Montana Trappers Association to use a state-owned educational trailer in May 2014 to advocate against a ballot initiative that sought to eliminate most trapping on public lands. McMahone said the commissioner's decision ignored the wording of state law, which says state employees cannot use public time or equipment to campaign. The commissioner found that FWP employee, quote, knew or should have known, unquote, that providing temporary use of state equipment to an individual or group could lead to its use for advocacy purposes. Vast stands of dead timber in the western U.S. have forced firefighters to shift tactics, trying to stay out of the shadow of lifeless, unstable trees that could come crashing down with deadly force. U.S. Forest Service statistics compiled for the Associated Press show that about 6.3 billion dead trees are still standing in 11 western states, up from 5.8 billion 5 years earlier. The Forest Service says about 20% were likely killed by a massive beetle outbreak. Dead trees are an unpredictable threat, prone to blowing over in the wind or getting knocked down by other falling trees. To avoid them, firefighters sometimes have to cut containment lines farther from the flames, and that allows the fires to gobble up more forest before they've brought it under control. Montana's Department of Agriculture is asking ranchers who received donated hay after a large fire or ongoing drought to keep an eye out for noxious weeds. Dave Birch, the agency's weed program manager, urges ranchers to watch for new weed species, document them, and follow up with weed control. He also suggests storing the hay in one spot and feeding the hay close to that spot to limit any potential weed infestation to a smaller location. Hay donations came from both inside and outside the state after a July fire that burned 421 square miles in central Montana. The U.S. Drought Monitor classifies two-thirds of the state as experiencing severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Yellowstone Public Radio.